for additional funding for those because of that. Some of those positions may be filled temporarily by temporary hires. The assumption is that the agencies who are impacted will be able to absorb that increased cost through the vacancy factor or through other means, and therefore we're not asking for a fiscal note for this piece of legislation. If there was to be a call for an extended period of time, for a year or two, and it was going to be a long-term call, it might be probable that at that point there would have to be a request for a supplemental appropriation for a agency or for a department if this order was to be issued. But with this bill the way it is, because of the discretionary nature, and it is retroactive to September 11th, so it would cover those individuals who were called out. It's not estimated that there is any significant financial impact on the agencies, and therefore has a zero fiscal note.
Okay, and in general, do you have an idea of how National Guard person who is employed in the private sector is treated? Is it, how many corporations or companies do we have that keep that person whole?
I'd have to ask Mr. Stewart, who's here from Division of Personnel. We did survey other states, and they've done a variety of things, and we have that side-by-side comparison that we could leave with you for other states. Did we also survey, do we know what anyone did in the private sector?
We didn't. Carol just said that Costco has.
Well, we do know that Costco does in the state of Alaska.
Costco? So we have not done a survey.
Other questions from committee members? Is there anyone else here in Juneau to testify on the bill? Is there anybody else on the teleconference to testify on Senate Bill 239? Whatever data did you have with regards to private sector employment, I'd like to know. Because we're potentially setting up where one National Guard person has a financial impact and the person standing next to him doesn't. So I'd just like to know what that is. Okay, and finally, Senate Bill 240.
This is the one we got to check with our own lawyers.
I'm sorry, I wasn't available.
That's okay.
My name is Annie Carpinetti, and I represent the Commission of the Department of Law. And just for a little background on Senate Bill 240, this fall, the district attorneys throughout the state got together and discussed Title 11 and the issues that and the new reality that was facing us, and came up with a series of suggestions for amendments to Title 11, which are included in this bill. The first suggestion is increasing the crime for intentionally damaging an oil or gas pipeline or supporting facilities from current law, which is a Class B felony, which is maximum time in jail of 10 years, to a Class A felony, which would be a 20 years maximum penalty. At the same time, the bill contains a change for tampering with an oil or gas pipeline or supporting facility with reckless disregard for damage that tampering may cause from a Class C felony, which is a maximum 5 years incarceration as a penalty, to a Class B felony. And it adds the offense of making a false threat to damage an oil or gas pipeline or supporting facilities to terroristic threatening in the second degree, which would be a Class C felony under the bill. Current law presently provides that it is a Class B felony under criminal mischief in the first degree to tamper with food, drugs, or cosmetics, or a container for food, cosmetics, or drugs. This bill would add tampering with water supply, or a container for water, to that offense, which would make it a Class B felony under criminal mischief in the first degree. The bill would make it a Class B felony to send or deliver or attempt or solicit the sending or delivery of an imitation chemical or biological substance with the intent to cause fear of a physical injury or cause other serious public inconvenience, such as evacuation of a building or a means of public transportation. And finally, it adds the prohibition of making a false threat to send an imitation biological or chemical substance that is harmful to humans to terroristic threatening in the second degree, which is a Class C felony. The bill also has some conforming amendments, which I'll be glad to explain. For example, in the first section, adds terroristic threatening in the first degree, which is added in this bill, which prohibits sending false imitation chemical and biological cause fear of physical injury to one of the predicate crimes that raises stalking in the second degree to stalking in the first degree. Terroristic threatening is already included in that bill. This is a conforming amendment. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them.
Okay, I'm just trying to remember from earlier discussion with my staff on page 3, top of the page. You've got airplane or helicopter with reckless disregard. Is that because you're rewriting that section, deleting the old section, so this is drug forward?
We're bringing it up from criminal mischief in the second degree to criminal mischief in the first degree, and that includes tampering with an airport or helicopter with reckless.
Okay. And then that is the section being repealed by section 12.
It's what is presently in law is repealed then because it's brought up to it.
Okay.
And that's in the repealer section of the bill.
Okay. Other questions? Senator Phillips.
Page 3 on top of it, you list food and water. In your discussions, you asked about air, like crop dusters.
You know, that I don't know that was discussed. I didn't participate in the discussions of Title 11, so I'm not sure whether that was.
Or a ventilation system.
Good ideas. We didn't talk about it that I know of.
I mean, it wouldn't take too much to fill this place up.
Except for the ventilation is so poor in this building.
We just don't know it, right?
I'd be happy to give that some thought.
Well, the air thing is, I think, kind of important. Well, you had the incidents where a few days afterwards, they had, you know, suspicious crop dusters along the Mississippi. You're using air as a weapon to terrorize people.
Other questions? And is there anybody here else in Juneau or on the teleconference to testify on Senate Bill 240? Excuse me. Okay. Well, we'll just look for answers to a few of those questions. And we don't have any proposed amendments to this, nor did I hear discussion that necessarily would lead it to it, unless something comes back on the air issue. So with that, we will set that aside until later next week. And are there any other issues to come before the committee? Seeing none, then we are adjourned for the day.
No wonder we make terrible decisions, huh?